from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Monday, June 3rd, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. A mass shooting in Akron early yesterday morning killed a 27-year-old man and wounded several others. ONN's Lena Lai has more with Akron Mayor Shamus Malik.
Akron police confirming one person was killed and 24 others were shot during a party that was taking place around midnight. A total of 100 people were at that party when shots rang out. Two of those victims remain in critical condition at this hour. Akron police say the victims range in age from 19 to 43, with the majority in their 30s.
Anyone who was involved in last night's shooting will be held accountable to the fullest extent of the law.
Authorities are investigating a deadly Friday shooting in Ashtabula County. ONN's Kai Torque reports.
A spokesperson for the Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation tells 3 News that the situation started around 7 p.m. when county deputies received a call regarding a man pointing a gun at his neighbors and their children on Tryon Road in Saybrook Township. Deputies say the man allegedly came out of the house pointing a gun at them and threatening them before going back inside. After failed negotiations by the SWAT team, the man apparently began shooting out of the window at the deputies, striking the SWAT vehicles. Deputies returned fire, killing him.
A federal judge has signed off on the $600 million class action lawsuit over the Norfolk Southern train derailment in East Palestine last year. ONN's Kristen McFarland has the story.
Preliminary approval for the settlement was announced on May 21st. The agreement is designed to address all damage claims against the company within a 20-mile radius of the derailment, and for residents who choose to participate, personal injury claims within a 10-mile radius of the derailment. Norfolk Southern says the settlement does not mean the company is admitting to any liability or fault. Attorneys say they're still working out the details of who gets the money and how much.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine signed 2 bills related to November's election. Here's ONN's Colin Dorsey.
Governor DeWine signing House Bill 1 and 2 into law. House Bill 1 bans foreign nationals from contributing to statewide ballot initiative campaigns. House Bill 2 delays the deadline for candidates to be certified on Ohio's ballot from August 7th to September 1st. The reason that is important is because the Democratic National Convention starts after that original deadline. It's set to start August 19th.
The COVID virus remains an issue, and experts say new variants make summer surges possible. ONN's Tracy Townsend has details.
The Ohio Department of Health reports that in the last 2 weeks, the state of Ohio had over 1,800 new COVID cases. There were 6 reports of death in the last week of May. To date, almost 44,000 Ohioans have died from COVID, and more than 3.7 million have been diagnosed over the last 4 years. While mandatory masking is no longer required in Ohio, the state is urging citizens to stay home when they feel sick, keep up with vaccines, spend time outside, and practice good hygiene.
Despite a delay to operations beginning, Memorial Health held its open house at their new location in Athens. ONN's Brett Worf has more.
It's the largest healthcare facility in North America using off-site construction. The 100,000-square-foot facility will start operations June 13th, a short delay from their planned opening. Memorial Health says more than 300 attended the open house. They heard President and CEO Scott Cantley say the health system is thrilled to showcase the facility and the environment, as well as their plentiful team. The system also reports that the first floor will be open on June 13th. Other areas of the facility will open in the months ahead.
A Columbus woman finally got her high school diploma decades after she planned to.
You're never too old. My mother went back to school when she was 50. I am graduating finally at the age of 74.
On Sunday, Lawana Featherstone walked across the stage to get her diploma, something she's dreamed of for decades. At 74, she's the oldest member of the Academy for Urban Scholars, Class of 24. And a popular destination in southeast Ohio is gaining some national exposure. ONN's Danielle Wiggins reports.
If you've been to Hocking Hills recently, chances are you probably hiked the Whispering Cave Trail. Recently, it was named the number one hiking trail in the country by the USA Today 10 Best Poll. The 5-mile trail is located near the site of Old Man's Cave and features a swinging bridge and waterfall.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WTOL in Toledo, WKYC in Cleveland, and WBNS in Columbus for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett. on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.